As well, start our organizational meeting and be ready to get on to the next order of business as soon as possible. I'd like to start with committee members just introducing themselves to the rest of us a little bit. I'm Terry Murphy, chairman. I represent District 39, which is Jefferson and Lewis and Clark counties portions. I live in the southern part of Jefferson County, lifelong farmer. This is my third session serving on a public health committee, and first time as chairman. So looking forward to that. And if you would each give a little rundown on yourselves like that, what your counties are, your district number, a short biographical sketch, we'll know each other a little better that way. And let's start with Senator Cafaro.
So I'm Mary Cafaro from Helena, and my district starts just south of here and goes almost out to Lincoln Road. It's long and narrow and takes in all of Montana Avenue, so a bunch of small business owners and small businesses and a lot of young families with children, people on fixed incomes. So that's the district. And I was three terms in the House and then ran for Senate, and I'm here now. What else did you want to know? That's about it.
That's pretty close.
Yeah, thank you.
And I will not have the secretary and the legal advisor enter this round because I want them to do a more thorough job in a few minutes. Next is Senator Lewis, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Dave Lewis. I represent Senate District 42, which is a very rangy district. Goes from the Edelstone County line south of Levina through the middle of the state over to the Missoula County line west of Ovando. I have six counties: Golden Valley, Wheatland, Marr, Northern Broadwater, Central Lewis and Clark, and rural Powell County. And I told the Finance and Claims Committee yesterday that it's a great district for me because there are only six people in the district in that whole distance that were tied at work. There are three bankers and three principals of high schools that wear ties, and so it's my people. So anyway, was in the House, elected to the House in 2000, served in the House in 2001, 2003, been in the Senate since 2005.
Okay, Vice Chairman Senator Priest.
Yeah, my name is Jason Priest. I'm from Red Lodge, Montana, which is Carbon County. That's in Senate District 30, includes Stillwater, and just a portion of Sweetgrass County. And I'm excited to be here because healthcare is such a big issue in my district, not only from employer perspective, but folks who need services. I've knocked on doors and saw a lot of folks who are struggling out there. I'm sensitive to that and interested in making sure people get the help they need at the same time living within our means. So I'm glad to be here and looking forward to working with y'all.
Senator Gillen.
Well, good morning, everyone. I'm Kim Gillen, and I represent what's known as the Billings Heights, Senate District 24, in the eastern part of Billings. And my district has a lot of young families and a lot of senior citizens. It's interesting, people sort of raise their children and then they didn't move away. My district does not include the physical properties of the two major hospitals in Billings, but I would say a conservative estimate would be like 10% of the people in my district work at the hospitals, not the doctors, but the respiratory techs, the nurses, and stuff like that. My block alone has seven other people work at hospitals. It's kind of an interesting part of the Heights. So anyway, I served on public health, the session before, and I think healthcare, I hear a lot about it, even though I wasn't up for election and I wasn't campaigning, but in the grocery store, it's really an issue. So I'm happy to be here.
And Senator Hutton.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm Raleigh Hutton from Havre, Montana, Senate District 17, and that takes in basically Plain County and Hill County. I jokingly tell people that my wife and I wanted a small family, so we stopped with five children, and our youngest is a freshman at Evelyn Christian, so Susie will be down here with me during most of the session. And in Havre, we have the Regional Medical Center, and then also in Chinook, there's the Sweet Medical Center. And then my daughter, who is an RN, works out at Rocky Boy at the clinic out there. So I have a lot of ties with the health industry. So I'm looking forward to, once again, working with everybody.
Senator Van Dyke.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, everyone. I'm Kendall Van Dyke. I am from Senate District 25 in Billings. I served two terms in the House and was recently elected to the Senate. My district is North Central Billings and also encompasses the entire hospital corridor, so both major hospitals in Billings are in my district. And, you know, the demographic of my district is a lot of young families, a lot of seniors, not a tremendous amount of small businesses or business in my district. It's mostly residential, entirely urban, hospital, university. But I would say, similar to Senator Gillen, the hospital is probably the largest employer of folks in my district. So these issues are obviously of critical importance. So looking forward to working on them. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. And next we'll go to our committee secretary, Leanne Taylor, from here in Helena. And Leanne, give us a little bio on yourself, and then just go ahead and go through your list of things with the committee members that we need to deal with you on.
Do this. It doesn't always work. As Senator Orby said, I am Leanne Taylor. I'm from here in Helena. I'm a real estate broker, and love all the excitement and everything that happens up here at the Capitol. This session I decided to kind of see it from the other end, and was fortunate enough to get a job here as a committee secretary. I also have energy, and I look forward to doing anything that I can to make your lives easier. And let's see, if you will notice, I have put at each of your seats just a little welcome thing that has my information. The committee member folders, I think most of you are not new here, so you'll understand, excuse me, know what these folders are like, but usually for each hearing, you'll have a folder on there. And so there's just a little explanatory information on that. And then proxy vote forms and protocol, there's just an informational sheet on that. And you do have some proxy vote forms there at your seats, if each of you would sign some of those and leave them with me. And then I think as we get into the more into the meeting here, we can discuss, you know, who they'll be held by. And snacks, and that's explanatory also in itself. I think in the past, you know, everybody collects about $20 to get through transmittal. I've got a couple items on here. If anybody has any specific requests, we'll make sure to have them here for you. Thank you.
Okay, let's find your proxy forms, if you would. And the way I'd like to work this is just like Leanne said, if we would each sign those, and also put at the top, request to be excused from fill in judiciary, don't fill in any date, and then we'll have the secretary hold on to all of these. Democratic members will decide which one of your members you want to have cast your proxy votes when it's necessary that you're absent at another committee or ill or whatever the reason for absence is. The Republicans will have the vice chairman cast our proxy votes, but it just makes it a lot handier if the secretary has them all. We'll hand them to the proper people at the time they're needed and get them right back so that there's nothing lost in confusion. So let's go ahead and get that done before we go to the next item. Pardon me? Oh, yeah. And we have Jan back there, who is a committee aide. You can call on her. She's in the corner office or next to the corner office out there, and she can give us any help that we should need on equipment or technical information. And I don't know what all else. Would it be proper to just say that you're kind of available for most of whatever?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
If I don't have the answer, I'll find out.
Senator Gillum.
Not trying to be complicated, but is it all right if for the Democrats, or we in the Democratic crowd, the three of us would like to, you know, why don't we, for the proxy deals, if we're in and out for committee, if we're out of the committee and the person who's the designated proxy voter isn't there, I assume that no one on the committee is going to mind. Let's say Mary's the designated proxy voter, but she's not there, so Ken will do it or I do it. So just to make sure that we, there may be a changing cast of characters here.
Yeah.
All right, great.
No,
thanks.
Not a problem at all.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah. Okay, let's, you each should have a set of suggested committee operating rules. And if you haven't read those draft rules for 2011, why don't you take a few minutes and just quickly go through those, and we'll adopt them as they are, unless there are suggestions from any of you that would like something different. They're pretty standard, but we're not bound by them if we would like to have something different. I see. Did I tell you Judiciary Committee? It should be Public Health, of course. Sorry about that. That's my other big committee. Senator Gillum.
And I'm asking this question sort of maybe to help everyone, particularly the new people. In the past, and I know that most committees do this, is that when we're going to do executive session, the chair will normally give us a heads up on, like, let's say when we're going to take action on a bill. And I'm actually asking that. I think I know the answer, but just for the folks that are new, is that you get some kind of warning. We'll hear a bill on Monday, and you'll let us know by, you know, a couple of days later, say, oh, you know, we're probably going to do executive action on that date.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, definitely we'll proceed that way, and and the secretary will make sure that you all know that when we're going to have executive action. Yeah, you know, on bills. So,
no.
Are there any other questions or comments on the rules, suggested rules? If not, I would entertain a motion that we adopt these rules of procedure.
Yeah, I know. What's the form of the motion?
That the rules as presented be adopted.
So moved.
Is there a second? Glenn, you need to ask for a second.
I need to ask for a second. Is there a second?
Those in favor, aye. Ask for those in favor to vote aye.
Oh, I thought that was those in favor, vote aye, and opposed, nay.
Aye.
The ayes have it.
Thank you. Since I made the motion, you needed to be chairman. Thanks. For a second there.
Got it. Thanks.
Okay. We will, let's talk about the snacks, that formality. Do you want to do, as committees usually do, and then have the secretary keep us with a few snacks in the committee room to be able to grab those whenever you need to? And if so, how much do you want to each kick in to? $20 is suggested. Now, this committee meets 3 days a week. So $20 at each would probably fix us up with snacks, I would guess, beyond transmittal. So maybe not the whole session, but a goodly share of it. Is that okay, or would you rather do smaller amounts and do them more often, or who cares? Senator Lewis.
Mr. Chairman, at the risk of incurring the wrath of the committee, you know, I really kind of always felt awkward about having the secretary be responsible for collecting and keeping track of the money and buying snacks for us. I mean, what the heck? Why don't we just, if you want a snack, bring one. Now, I'm not going to fight to the death over this, but I just thought I'd bring it up. I mean, I know that our secretary, I'm sure, would be eager to do that for us, but I'm not really sure it's needed. I don't know. What's the feeling of the committee?
Any other comments? Senator Gillen?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, it's not that I'm the snack queen. The only reason that I understand what Senator Lewis is saying, I'm not trying to argue, but sometimes from my past experience that this committee will have bills that will just go on for a long time because they'll be, you know, very lengthy. And while I don't want to impose anyone to go to the store and do the snacks, some of us just get so busy that going to the store is, you know, akin to doing, you know, like cleaning your house in my case. But anyway, I mean, it just becomes difficult. So as a compromise, how about we each put in $10 and just think of it as, you know, only we probably only rely upon the snacks if we know we're going to have a really long hearing or something like that. Just a thought.
Other comments? Well, we don't need a motion on that. Without objection, I will just say that let's each give Leanne a $10 bill, and you know, and she'll have some salted nuts and hard candies and maybe some granola bars or whatever kind of stuff, just to, when you need a little pick me up in a long afternoon hearing, we'll have it here. Is that okay? Thank you. You know, those of you that were here before, our legal advisor last session was Lisa Jackson, and Lisa has moved away from Helena. She's not with Legislative Services any longer, and so Julianne Burkhart is our new legal advisor for the committee. I'd like to have Julianne kind of go through her list of things with us here briefly and introduce herself too.
Thank you, Senator Murphy. I'm Julianne Burkhart. I'll be your staff attorney during the session. I graduated from University of Montana School of Law in 1994, but I just joined the Legislative Services Division on November 15th of 2010. In the intervening time, I was in private practice in Helena and Bozeman doing a variety of mostly, almost all litigation, both plaintiff and defense, criminal and civil. In the packet of information that you received this morning, there's a memo from me that kind of that describes what our office and what I will be doing for you during the session. First of all, of course, I'll be drafting all of the amendments. I'll also be drafting all of the committee bills. I'll be reviewing any legislation and advising all of you as to constitutionality, most importantly, and internal consistency, conflict with other bills, et cetera, those sorts of issues. I'll attend all committee meetings and also subcommittee meetings. I can help any of you in obtaining any kind of data or other information with respect to any bills that come before this committee. Also, I'll be in the building from 7 till at least 6, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and I'll be here 7 till at least 4:30 on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and then I'll be here most Saturday mornings. I expect to be here as well. So if you need me, just, you know, my office is, I'm in a cubicle in the legislative services area, so just stop by and I'll do anything I can to help you out. And even though I'm new, if I don't have your answer, I know who to ask and I'll find it out for you. Thank you.
Any questions for Julianne at this moment? Well, I, as chairman, would like to say that to both Julianne and Leanne, if you see us anytime during committee meetings, either on executive action or during hearings, getting away from the rules accidentally, speak up immediately. When I'm trying to conduct the public's business, I'm extremely hard to embarrass. So if you feel a need to pull me back into the rules, do it, and don't hesitate to do it. And I think at the times when Senator Priest is presiding, the same thing is true. So don't hesitate to call us to order when it needs to be done. For the committee's benefit, you know, a lot of our, this is a pretty important and significant committee. I'll be dealing with a lot of important materials as we go along. So a lot of the time our meetings and hearings will be televised. And you know, you just want to keep that in mind. Once we're in here and the system is turned on, anything you say can be heard statewide. Anything you do can be seen statewide. So you just need to kind of keep those in mind, because you know, we don't want to let it, that knowledge, keep us from conducting our business properly and saying the things that need to be said. But we are under tremendous scrutiny, and so just always kind of keep that in mind. There will usually be media here, and this is a great room, a committee room. It has more room than most of them, but media, generally speaking, will be set up by kind of by the middle door there, so they can set their cameras where they can kind of get the whole room. By turning, if they want to get crowd shots and so forth. So that area will be sort of reserved for media. And, you know, if anything becomes uncomfortable any of you think that anything improper is going on or the media is taking up too much room or being disruptive or anything, call it to my attention. But usually they work with us real well, and I don't expect any problems that way. But in that area, by that middle door, will be the media spot. Just as for committee procedures, I would like to encourage us during hearings. We will, of course, be questioning witnesses. Any and all of us that wish to can question witnesses on the bills that they're presenting. During those hearings, let's be careful to not try to question each other and have discussions within committee. That's for executive session. Once we get to where we're ready to take action on a bill, then we can visit with each other and question each other and so forth. But during the hearings, those are really for the sponsors of the bills and the witnesses that come pro and con on the bills, so they need the attention then. Any other things, questions, or comments from any of you? That's all the business I had. Anything else, Leanne? Okay, if you're willing to jack up your $10 to Leanne before you leave, that'd be good, or later on if you don't have it with you right now. With that, we'll stand adjourned, and we can go to our budget hearings at 9 o'clock. Thanks very much. We can go to our budget hearings at 9 o'clock. Thanks very much.